Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Masechus Kedushin, Daf Nun Zayin, the second parak, Ha'ish Mekadesh. The Zichu Masechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brace about Shimon or Nehemiah Amsoni. Hayadorish kol ha'esin shebatorah. He would darshan every S in the Torah and explain what it was coming to teach. But when he reached the pasuk as the Shema Alkecha Tirah, you should revere Es Hashem, your God, he withdrew. Rashi explains he was afraid to equate the reverence required for Kosh Baruch Hu with the reverence for anything else. His Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, kol esin shedarash de matehe alehem. Rebbe, what will become of all instances of S which you darshan until now? He responded, Kishem shekabalti schar ha'adrisha, just as I received reward for the drushes I made, kach kabalti al-adrisha, so I received reward for the withdrawal from the drushes. This continued until Rabbi Kiva came and darshan the S in the pasuk about revering Hashem, while Rabbi was Talmud Chachamim. It comes to include Talmud Chachamim for a reverence that should be like that of heaven. Pointing to the Mishnah Dav Nun Vav Amabes taught, that birds used in the Metzorah's purification procedure are Aser Bahana. The one explains that the prohibition is derived from Egla Rufa. Amorim dispute when the birds become forbidden. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishas Shchita, from the time of Shchita. Shchita hu da'asura, it's the Shchita which forbids it and benefit. Reish Lakish says, Mishas Lekicha, from the time of their taking for Tzipori Metzora. Since the prohibition is derived from Egla Rufa, we say, my Egla Rufa Machayim, just as Egla Rufa becomes forbidden and benefit, while it's alive because it's compared to other Karbanos, Av Tzipori Metzora Machayim. So too Metzora's birds become Aser Bahana while they are alive. The Gemara clarifies the time of Egla Rufa's prohibition. Its descent to the hard valley is what prohibits it. If so, the Gemara wonders we should derive that just as Egel Rufa is not forbidden from its taking, so too the Metzora's bird should not be forbidden from their taking. It answers that whereas Egel Rufa has another time when it can become prohibited in its lifetime, meaning its descent to Nachal Esan, the birds do not. And point number three, the Gemara asks for the source for Basar Bechal, meat cooked with milk, being Aser Bahanah. Rabbi Shmuel's Academy taught that the Torah says, you shall not cook a kid in its mother's milk a total of three times. Echad Isra Achil, one teaches a prohibition of eating meat and milk which were cooked together. The Echad Isra Hana, one teaches a prohibition of benefiting from them. The Echad Isra Bishul, and one teaches a prohibition of cooking meat and milk together. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who said, Basar Bechal v'Aser Ba'Achila u'Mutar Bahana, meat cooked with milk is forbidden in eating, but Mutar Bahana. He compares it with the meat of a trefa, which is permitted in benefit. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was Tana Brace about Shimon or Nehemiah Hamsoni. Hayadorish kol ha'esin shebatorah. He would darshan every S in the Torah and explain what it was coming to teach. But when he reached the pasuk Es Hashem Elkecha Tirah, you shall revere Es Hashem, your God, he withdrew. Rashi explains he was afraid to equate the reverence required for Kosh Baruch Hu with the reverence for anything else. His Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, kol esin shedarash de matehe alehem. Rebbe, what will become of all instances of S which you darshan until now? He responded, Kishem shekabalti schar ha'adrisha, just as I received reward for the drushes I made, kach kabalti al-adrisha, so I received reward for the withdrawal from the drushes. This continued until Rabbi Kiva came and darshan the S in the pasuk about revering Hashem, while Rabbi was Talmud Chachamim. It comes to include Talmud Chachamim for a reverence that should be like that of heaven. Pointing to the Mishnah Dav Nun Vav Amabes taught that birds used in the Metzorah's purification procedure are Aser Bahana. The one explains that the prohibition is derived from Egla Rufa. Amorim dispute when the birds become forbidden. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishas Shchita, from the time of Shchita. Shchita hu da'asura, it's the Shchita which forbids it and benefit. Reish Lakish says, Mishas Lekicha, from the time of their taking for Tzipori Metzora. Since the prohibition is derived from Egla Rufa, we say, my Egla Rufa Machayim, just as Egla Rufa becomes forbidden and benefit, while it's alive because it's compared to other Karbanos, Av Tzipori Metzora Machayim, so too Metzora's birds become Aser Bahana while they are alive. The Gemara clarifies the time of Egla Rufa's prohibition. Its descent to the hard valley is what prohibits it. If so, the Gemara wonders we should derive that just as Egel Rufa is not forbidden from its taking, so too the Metzora's bird should not be forbidden from their taking. It answers that whereas Egel Rufa has another time when it can become prohibited in its lifetime, meaning its descent to Nachal Esan, the birds do not. And point number three, the Gemara asks for the source for Basar Bechal, meat cooked with milk, being Aser Bahana. Rabbi Shmuel's Academy taught that the Torah says, you shall not cook a kid in its mother's milk a total of three times. Echad Isra Achil, one teaches a prohibition of eating meat and milk which were cooked together. The Echad Isra Hana, one teaches a prohibition of benefiting from them. The Echad Isra Bishul, and one teaches a prohibition of cooking meat and milk together. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who said, Bas b'chalav asa b'achila u'mutter b'hana. Meat cooked with milk is forbidden in eating, but mutter b'hana. He compares it with the meat of a trefa, which is permitted in benefit. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Nun Zayin, and our standard Simon is a nose, and we use a puppet with a long nose to make the Simon more distinct. So here goes. The boy playing with his diamond studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose ran after two birds of a matzora that flew away at the time of their taking and were Aser Bahana, that had snatched some meat cooking of milk that was also Aser Bahana. So once again, in slow motion, the boy playing with his diamond studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose, that must be learned off Nun Zayin, puppet with a long nose. The boy playing with his diamond studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident with Shimon HaMamsoni, who was Dorish all the Esim in the Torah and explained what they were coming to teach. But when he reached the Pasuk Es Hashem El Kechatira, you should revere Es Hashem, your God, he withdrew. Rashi explains he was afraid to equate the reverence required for a Kodesh Baruch with a reverence for anything else. His Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, kol Esim should darashna matehe alehem. Rebbe, what would come of all the instances of S, which you darshan until now? He responded, Geshem shekabalti schar ha-drisha, just as I receive reward for the drushes I made, kach kabalti ha-prisha, so I receive reward for the withdrawal from the drushes. So the boy playing with his diamond studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose ran after two birds of a matzor that flew away at the time of their taking and were Aser Bahana, which reminds the Gemara brings the Malkokas about when Sipuri matzor become Aser Bahana. Is it from the time of Shechita or from the time of Lekicha? So the boy playing with his diamond studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose ran after two birds of a matzor that flew away at the time of their taking and were Aser Bahana, that had snatched the meat cooking and milk that was also Aser Bahana, which reminds us it was taught that the pasuk of Rosev Shel Gediba Chalav Imo, you shall not cook a kid in its mother's milk, is written three times to teach that it's Aser to cook meat and milk together, it's Aser to eat meat and milk that were cooked together, and that meat and milk cooked together are Aser Bahana. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds that meat and milk cooked together is not Aser Bahana, just like treif is not Aser Bahana. So once again, the boy playing with his diamond studded puppet with the word S written multiple times along his long nose ran after two birds of a matzor that flew away at the time of their taking and were Aser Bahana, that had snatched some meat cooking and milk that was also Aser Bahana. All right, so now it's time for four blot back Chazar. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Zimmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must be more on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, which reminds us a brisa derives from a series of drushas, that a Kohen can never divide his share of one carbon against another, meaning offering his portion in one carbon in exchange for his fellow's portion in another carbon. So the Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, overheard a woman tell a man she's unwilling to accept his kedushin that was unknowingly made using my Sashani money because of the effort to take it to Yerushalayim, which reminds us in the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis Remer taught that Kedushin made unknowing with Hekdesh is invalid, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda had said that Kedushin made mistaken with Sashani is invalid, and Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Yaakov reported hearing Rabbi Yochanan explain that in one of these rulings, the woman would be unwilling to accept Kedushin with the item, had she known its status, and in the other, both parties are unwilling to affect Kedushin with it. However, Rabbi Yaakov was unsure which was said about which. Rabbi Yirmiyah suggested regarding Sashani, she's unwilling to accept Mishum Tirka the Orcha, because of the effort of the journey to eat it in Yerushalayim, but the man would be willing to use it for Kedushin to acquire a wife easily. Both would be unwilling to use Hekdesh for Kedushin, thereby causing Hekdesh to become Chuan through them. Rabbi Yaakov was uncertain, because the opposite could be argued. So the Nigerian prince in the diamond-studded carriage on his way to see the temple, who was shocked to read that Kohanim could not trade their shares in various offerings, overheard a woman tell a man that she's unwilling to accept the Kedushin that was unknowingly made using Mizrashani money because of the effort to take it to Yerushalayim. After his first attempt at Kedushin made unknowingly using Hekdesh failed, with the money remaining Hekdesh, which reminds us, Rava asked Rav Chista, according to Rabbi Meir, that Kedushin made unknowingly with Hekdesh is ineffective. Does the money become Chuan through the attempted act of Kedushin? Rav Chista responded, Isha Amos Kadesha, since the woman is not married and the transaction was void, Maus Heoch Yetzul Chuan, how could the money become Chuan? Daf Nun Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodle, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The pasta chef, that must be more in Daf Nun Dalet, noodle. The pastor chef, who thought he was being Makadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether Kedushin made inadvertently with Kasna kahuna, Kohanim's tunics, is valid. Rav explains that they were given to Kohanim to benefit from, Lefishua nitna Torah l'malchi asharis, because the Torah was not given to ministering angels, since it's impossible to avoid benefiting from the garments after completing their avoda, since the removal requires time, their original Kedushin includes an allowance for unintentional benefit, and they do not become chun. Since they remain hektish, Kedushin made unwittingly with these garments is invalid. Rav Yehuda disagrees and holds that although the unavoidable benefit from the tunics after a vote is permitted, all their benefit is prohibited and does render them chulin. Therefore, he holds Kedushin made mistakenly with them is valid. So the pastor chef, who thought he was being Makadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, was standing right outside his Karam Ravai vineyard that was roped off in the poor with a fake spaghetti fence, which reminds us that more brings Malchokas of Karam Ravai is Mamun Gavoa and thereby not subject to Peret and Olelos. So the pastor chef, who thought he was being Makadosh a woman with his apron, but inadvertently used his kahuna tunics, was standing right outside his Karam Ravai vineyard that was roped off from the poor with a fake spaghetti fence, where one was redeeming his friend's Maaser Sheni at the same lower price as when he did Mashiach with it, which reminds us, a mission is presented supporting Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maaser Sheni is considered the grower's personal property. Mashal Chamenu Maaser himself, one drew the Maaser Sheni of his friend near to acquire it, while it was worth a sella, but didn't manage to redeem it and simultaneously pay for it until it was worth two. He pays his friend a sella and profits a sella because he acquired it at the time of Mashiach, and the Maaser is his. The Gemara concedes that this anonymous mission follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Maaser Sheni is personal property, but the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir that it's Mamun Gavoh because an anonymous Mishnah in Edius, the most authoritative Masechta, follows his opinion. Daf Nun Hei, so the Simmer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign, that must be on Daf Nun Hei, speed limit sign of 55. The animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which reminds us, it was stated in the Mishnah that if an animal that was fit for a carbon which was found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, which is near Beis Lechem, or within that range in any direction, we suspect it came from Yerushalayim, where most animals are carbonous. Because it's unknown what carbon it may be, the Mishnah says, Zecharim olos, males are treated as olos, nekevos zivrei shlami, but females, which are unfit for olos, are treated as shlami. So the animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder was found by a group having a picnic who unknowingly were passing around a goblet of hektish and committing me'ilah after me'ilah, which reminds the Gemara teaches that one cannot commit me'ilah after me'ilah because the item becomes chulun from the first me'ilah, except for behemoths designated as korbanos and kleishars. These items whose kedusha is kedushas aguf remain hektish even after me'ilah. For example, if several people successively drink from a goblet designated for avoda, all of them are liable for me'ilah since it does not become chulun. So the animal fit for a carbon by the diamond-studded speed limit sign between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder was found by a group having a picnic who unknowingly were passing around a goblet of hektish and committing me'ilah after me'ilah, who determined that since it was a female goat within its first year, it's treated like a chatas which cannot be offered and is brought into a chamber to die on its own, which reminds us, Abai explains that Hanani ben Chachinai taught that a she-goat found within its first year is treated like a chatas which cannot be offered. Konsulat kipa v'himesa me'olheha, it's brought into a chamber and dies on its own. Daf Nun Vav, so the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher and shul going nu-nu. So here goes. The shusher, that must be more on Daf Nun Vav, nu-nu. The shusher who waved his big sale is void sign when the person used Maaser Sheni money to purchase an animal for chulin to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, which reminds us, in a brisa it was taught that one cannot buy an animal with Maaser Sheni funds outside Yerushalayim. If he did so unintentionally, the money must be returned to its place, meaning to the buyer, because the purchase was an error. If he did so intentionally, the animal must be brought up and eaten in Yerushalayim. Rav Yehuda says this is only if the animal was purchased to be a shlamim, meaning to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but if he bought it to be used as chulin and to eat outside Yerushalayim, then the money must be returned and the sale is void as a derabanan penalty to the seller. So the shushu waved his big sale is void sign when the person used Maaser Sheni money to purchase an animal for chulin to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, pointed to a mouse hole and in a squeaky voice proclaimed to the seller, Nu, the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why the seller is penalized by voiding the sale. It answers the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief, meaning just as a mouse could not have stolen food if it lacked a hole in which to hide it, the buyer would not have misspent the funds if he didn't find a seller to accept them. The Gemara persists, but if not for the mouse, what wrongdoing could the hole commit? The buyer is still the primary guilty party. The Gemara concludes it's logical that wherever the prohibited item is, that's where we penalize. Since the seller is in possession of the misappropriated funds, we compel him to return them. So the Shishu waved his big sale is void sign when the person used my Sushani money to purchase an animal for Chulin to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, pointed to a mouse hole, and in a squeaky voice proclaimed to the seller, No, the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief, and was so excited when he saw a man trying to be Makadosh a woman with a Shor Niskal, so he could tell him his Kedushin wasn't valid. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches that Kedushin made with any of a list of items which are Asur B'Hanah, the Kedushin is invalid. The Gemara will provide sources for all the items listed, among them the Shor Niskal, an ox condemned to stoning. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we discuss? What is done when an animal which is valid to be used as a carbon is found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder? That's on Daf. Nun hey. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have machlokes about when Sipuri Matzor become Asur B'Hanah? Is it from the time of Shechita or Lakicha? That's on daf. Nun zayin. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn the source that Ashor HaNiskal is Asur B'Hanah? That's on daf. Nun vav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that meat cooked in milk is Asur B'Hanah? That's on daf. Nun zayin. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that Meister Sheni can be redeemed at its original value when Mashiach was done? That's on daf. Nun dalad. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn about Shimon HaMasoni, who darshan the Essene in the Torah? That's on daf. Nun zayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn the seller is penalized for selling an animal outside Yerushalayim, which is bought with Meister Sheni funds, since the mouse is not the thief, the hole is the thief? That's on daf. Nun vav. Good. Number 8. Which of the women, if one is Makadosh woman with stolen goods, even with stolen goods which are hers, the Kedushin is invalid? That's on daf. Nun beis. Good. Number 9. Which of the women, what is done when one buys an animal outside of Yerushalayim with my Sushani money? That's on daf. Nun vav. Good. And number 10. Which of the women, because if Kerem Ravai is Mama Gavo regarding it being subject to Parrot and Olos, that's on daf. Nun dalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Yoram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.